Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gaur Vaidya Chayade Nirvavishesha Shunyavadi Vastya Chayade Shatane Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitya Nanda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shri Vastati Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Achikavacharibhyascha kripa sindhubhyevacha patitanam bhavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Hare Krishna, merci beaucoup. I think you're tired. Fatigue. Merci beaucoup, encore fois. But I think you're all tired. Oui. C'est vrai. We must do a little exercise. Everyone, tout le monde. Put your hands in the air, everyone. If you have more than two hands, put them up also. Everyone, take a deep breath. And everyone say, after me, après-moi. Very loud, very, very loud. Hare Krishna! Oh, come on. Loud, we said loud. Hare Krishna! Okay, Pamal. Pachimal. And pity pearl. All right. Well, what a wonderful festival. This was really a maha mega Snan Yatra. I think this was one of the biggest Snan Yatras I've ever seen. People! Shri Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Devi King! Shri Jagannath Rati Yatra Mahotsava King! Gabri Manande! And I don't know if you're aware, but normally, after the Snan Yatra, after the bathing ceremony, normally Jagannath gets sick. Did you know that? Normally he catches a cold and then he has to go into seclusion and the devotees can't see him for 2 weeks. This is normally how it works. Because, you know, when you've had so much of these liquids poured all over you for about an hour or more, it gets to you. But here, Jagannath is so merciful, and the devotees of ISKCON Mauritius have so much bhakti, Jagannath is only going to take rest for one night. And he'll be back out tomorrow for the Rathyatra. I guess the nice Mauritian weather and the devotees' love will cure him quicker than usual. But this is very nice. This is very nice because Krishna consciousness in general, Krishna consciousness is very personal. This is not an impersonal process where you hear different ideas like it's all one, we are all God. You are God, see Rasika Sindhu, he's God. and you're all God, and you're lucky I'm not God, I tell you. It wouldn't work. But anyway, Krishna consciousness is very personal. And so Jagannath, he accepts this this massive bathing. And then because he's a person, then he usually, as we said, he goes into seclusion to recover for 2 weeks. And nobody can see him except for the pujaris. And the devotees normally, they write get well cards. You understand what I mean? Get well soon. Hope you're feeling better. That sort of card. And the devotees, sometimes, they make ginger tea for Jagannath. I'm serious. Because Krishna consciousness is personal. God is a person. He's not just some big thing way off in the distance and just very remote and inaccessible. He's a person. And he interacts with the devotees. Just as Prabhuji was saying a few minutes ago, Padra Pushpa Palaptoyam Yome Bhaktiya Prayachati, Krishna says, you offer me with love, with bhakti, just one leaf, one flower, one fruit, little water. And Krishna says, I will accept it. He's very personal. It's very personal. And Prabhupada makes the point that Krishna is saying just one leaf, not two. Just one flower, not two. And just one fruit, one nice Mauritian lychee. Just one, not two, not three, not ten. Just one. Prabhupada once was meeting with a couple of young men in Mumbai, and they were kind of like impersonal, mental, speculator types. And one of them said to Prabhupada that service to man is service to God. Have you ever heard that slogan before? It's quite popular. Service to man is service to God. Now, of course, we don't really accept that. We understand that service to man is service to man, and service to God is service to God. So this is a confused idea that service to man is service to God. And Prabhupada replied that if service to man is service to God, then service to God must be service to man. Wow. These people, their heads were spinning completely. They never thought about that before. And Prabhupada said, it is just a question of what is easier. Is it easier to serve humanity, or is it easier to serve God, if they are equal? If they are just the same as each other, then it's just a question of which is easier. So which do you think is easier? Serving 7 billion human beings, or serving one Lord Krishna? And then Prabhupada quoted that verse, Patra Pushpa Palam Toyam. If you just offer me with love and devotion one leaf, one flower, one fruit, little water, that's all. I'll accept it. So Srila Prabhupada made the point that actually service to God is much easier than service to man. Because people are not easily satisfied. They're not easily pleased. They're very choosy. So Krishna consciousness is very personal. We're directly approaching the Lord and rendering some service to the Lord, and He is accepting it. And then He is accepting us. And what we just witnessed now, that is the beginning of that in terms of the Jagannath Rath Yatra festival. And tomorrow afternoon, when Jagannath Baladev and Subhadra Devi come out, they will be continuing that very personal mood, which is Krishna consciousness and which is Rath Yatra. Because you know, the history of Rath Yatra is that Lord Krishna, first of all, he appeared in Mathura in Vrindavan, and he lived there for maybe 10 or 11 years or so. Then he left Vrindavan and he went to Mathura, then he went to Dwarka, and many years he was away from Vrindavan and the devotees of Vrindavan. But then many years later they met in Kurukshetra, which is a long story. In Krishna consciousness we have many long stories. So they met in Kurukshetra, and Srimati Radharani and the gopis told Krishna that so many years ago you promised to return, but you have not returned. So we are going to take you back. And they put Krishna on his chariot. Balaram and Subhadra got on also. They tied ropes to the chariot and pulled the chariot all the way back from Kurukshetra to Vrindavan. It is about 400 kilometers. So this Jagannath Rath Yatra festival, what is it? It is a reenactment of that glorious and wonderful and very personal pastime. It's a reenactment of that. We, in our humble little ways, we are going to be taking the positions of the inhabitants of Vrindavan. Krishna will be there, Jagannath Baladev, Subhadra will be there, and we'll be pulling them back to Vrindavan, reenacting that pastime. This is extremely personal. So tomorrow you may have to use a little imagination. But the place, where is it, up by the school or whatever it is up the road there? Where we're going to start. That tomorrow, that will be Kurukshetra. And down here at the Mayburg waterfront, this will be Vrindavan. And we will be having these wonderful transcendental exchanges with the Lord. Personal exchanges. In this way we reawaken our forgotten relationships with the Lord. We come closer to the Lord. And then after the festival we take it home in our hearts. And then devotees, one day, if we carry on like this, engaging sincerely in Krishna consciousness, serving the Lord, God in personal ways, one morning we will wake up and we will not be in Maurice. One morning we will wake up, we will be in Goloka Vrindavan. Sri Goloka Vrindavan Dham Ki. Sri Jagannath Baladev Subhadradevi Ki. Sri Jagannath Ratha Yachama Hotsama Ki. Kapi Manande. Hare Krishna, thank you very much.